Good evening. Give me just a moment. First, I'd like to thank Les, who usually sits there, for inviting me to speak tonight. He's on vacation, as you may know. He'll be back soon. Thank you, Les. I want to talk about, in particular, a bumper sticker that I saw on the back of a car. And this bumper sticker had two lines of text, and big letters at the top said, "Love people." And underneath that in the text, smaller text, it said, "Cook tasty food for them." And when I saw this bumper sticker, I thought, what a great message. I mean, love people, cook tasty food for them. So I thought it might be a good subject for a talk tonight. Okay. It's not just a great message. It's also a great method. It's actually a kind of practice. So it's something we can do. You don't have to be a Zen Buddhist, although it doesn't hurt to be a Zen Buddhist, to practice this. It just requires sincere effort and dedication, full attention. That's really all it takes. Especially when you're cooking tasty food. It's not just you're cooking food. You're not just putting something out there. If you're cooking tasty food, then you're really making some sincere effort to make it right. And that effort to make it right takes that concentration, and it is a form of practice. The other thing about this kind of practice, cooking tasty food, is it's got great feedback. It's got a great feedback mechanism. So if you cook tasty food, you're cooking and you're tasting, and you go, "Wow, yeah, this is tasty." So you know if you're doing it. So you don't have to guess, "Am I doing this?" And then the people you feed, you get feedback from them too. You know, like, "Wow, that was good." Or just you see them enjoy it, or they thank you for it. So it's a great practice, and it's got a great feedback mechanism. Well, that is really, I could stop there, but I thought I should talk a little bit more than just that bumper sticker. I'm not sure you'll like the rest of it, but the bumper sticker is definitely a highlight. So I thought, since it is a Zen talk, I would bring in some piece of Zen literature to compare, contrast against this bumper sticker. And when I thought about, what would that be, initially and very easily it came to mind that a good choice would be an essay written by Dogen called Instructions for the Tenzo. It's actually a whole essay about cooking. Now, some of you may know this essay already. Some maybe not, or maybe heard about it. Some maybe have no idea what I'm talking about. So maybe for the latter group, since not everybody's familiar, just a little bit of background. So this is a Zen meditation center. It's also what we would call a Soto Zen meditation center. S-O-T-O is a word, and that's a Japanese word. It's a Japanese tradition or school, or however you want to say it. A form of Zen Buddhism. It was founded about 8 centuries ago by the monk named Dogen. We spell D-O-G-E-N. And he was a prolific writer. And he wrote many things, including this essay. So that's just a little bit of background. So I want to read a little bit from